New York's wide-ranging day-long events are part of a national day of action coordinated by the American Federation of Teachers, the National Education Association, and more than 100 community groups and other organizations. They say they aim to reclaim the promise of public education from corporate interests and self-proclaimed education reformers. The itinerary includes rallies, press events, meetings with and communications to the Board of Regents and legislators. Billy Easton is executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education.
What we've seen in the last several years in New York State and across the country is a corporate-style effort to take over our public schools that includes a lot of emphasis on privatization and testing and, frankly, a defunding of our classrooms. And we're today demanding that we reclaim the promise of education, that New York State stops the obsession with testing and fully and adequately funds our schools.
Capital Region organizer for Citizen Action of New York, Mark Emanation, says the coalition of groups is calling for a 3-year moratorium on high-stakes testing so that teachers and students can be brought up to speed on Common Core.
There's lots of nationwide attacks on public education, the closing of the 27 schools in Philadelphia, the closing of the 51 schools in Chicago. Right now, Niskayuna is discussing the closing of the school, the Niskayuna School District. Schenectady had to close a school last year. Troy had to close a school the year before. There we have an increase in classroom sizes. We're looking for more funding, fair funding, so the poorer schools get it, an end to these high-stakes testings for 3 years, and more emphasis on teaching and learning rather than testing.
Emanation says test results should not be viewed as a death penalty for any given school. Day of Action events are highlighting solutions aimed at ensuring that every child in New York State receives a high-quality public education from pre-K through college. Leaders have launched an open letter to the Board of Regents urging them to accelerate support to schools and make the course corrections necessary to ensure the Common Core standards are implemented properly. A spokesman for the New York State Education Department said it had no comment on the day's activities. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.